Central Maine Power's proposal to bring a massive amount of electricity from Canada through Western Maine to Massachusetts will lower electricity costs throughout the region and ease wintertime price spikes as well. That's the pitch Massachusetts officials are making to regulators there. But there are many skeptics, and here in Maine, some say CMP needs to do a lot more for its local hosts as part of the deal. Fred Bever has more.
Massachusetts officials this week formally asked regulators to approve a 20-year contract with CMP and Canadian energy giant Hydro-Québec to supply almost a fifth of the Bay State's electricity. They say consumers there will pay a net of just under 6 cents per kilowatt hour to cover the cost of the hydroelectricity itself, as well as construction and operations for related transmission lines through Western Maine.
It doesn't look like a bad price.
Paul Hibbard is a former chairman of Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities. He says the projected cost for consumers is less than it would be to buy wholesale energy in the region's market over the same period. And he says the hydropower's ready availability in winter will benefit the entire region by tamping down acute price spikes on the coldest days when natural gas is in high demand to heat homes and to fuel electricity plants.
Because they do provide for guaranteed winter delivery of energy when the region needs it at times when the availability of gas is getting low.
But skeptics and opponents of the plan are raising a lot of questions about this week's filings. Barry Hobbins is Maine's public advocate. He says downward price pressure and wintertime savings for the region will indeed benefit Maine consumers, but it's not enough.
That it really is an insult that at least they haven't made an effort.
Hobbins says he's incensed that CMP included $50 million to assist low-income ratepayers in Massachusetts to meet bid requirements for the project, but has not offered similar to Maine, which will host the 145-mile transmission line. He's demanding at least as much to assist low-income ratepayers in Maine.
I think that it's only right if the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is receiving that type of income.
Hobbins says he and CMP officials plan to talk the issue over soon. CMP spokesman John Carroll had no comment on the idea, but he insists that project benefits for Maine are many, from tens of millions of dollars a year in lower electricity costs to $18 million a year in added property tax revenues to reduced greenhouse gas emissions.
I think that as you try to gauge what is Massachusetts getting versus Maine, you should really understand how broad the benefits are. And I think that stacks up to an enormous benefit to Maine, and it doesn't cost Maine ratepayers a penny.
Massachusetts officials are also touting the carbon dioxide emissions that would be averted by securing the hydropower supply. But some environmentalists say it actually could result in higher CO2 emissions in chilly Canada.
We think that we have a winter spike need for electricity. They have it way worse.
The Natural Resources Council of Maine's Dylan Voorhees notes that in winter, Hydro-Québec keeps its local customers' electric heaters humming with supplemental electricity bought from neighboring provinces. And those provinces are more reliant on fossil-fueled power plants. Sending electricity to Massachusetts, he says, could force Hydro-Québec to buy more of that dirtier energy, as he calls it.
The power that New England might get in the winter from Quebec could be some of the dirtiest power, and a big part of why this line does not create greenhouse gas benefits.
Hydro-Québec is not expected to testify on the issue to environmental or energy regulators in Maine. It's not clear yet whether Massachusetts energy regulators will call for testimony from the Canadian company. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.